Oh, yeah. It wasn't so unusual, his drinking most of the afternoon. So when Ma would send me, I'd go to the bar and take him out the back. It was always nip and tuck getting home. When he'd wake, he'd try to thank me and barf all over the sofa. Out of work for years and broke, he'd booze on credit, do odd jobs for the bill. Sometimes he'd take me along, the cab of the truck smelling of piss and gasoline. I'd hang out the window for a whiff of fresh air. After I turned 13, he taught me how to hold a cue and how to make a perfect bridge with my hand, even more stable if I'd let my nails grow. He showed me how to grip its knob with just the tips of my fingers, how to make long, slow, decisive strokes, how to hit the balls dead on. We'd drive around from bar to bar making matches. "Oh, yeah," we'd say, coming away with cash he'd count in his lap if he weren't too drunk. On other days, he'd take me to other bars where I'd sit on his knee and pretend to be someone else's little girl. And if a man would buy him a drink, I'd let him touch my breasts. And if he'd give him $20, I'd go out to the truck, take down my pants, help. "Oh, yeah," they'd say, going up inside me. Oh, yeah," they'd say, their bodies quaking. "Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah."